Blog Talk Radio.
My soul, and I can't.
Amen. Glory to God. We bring you greetings from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Silas, Georgia, a branch from the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the direction of none other than Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. Location 431 Old Sardis Road, Sardis, Georgia. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. First, we want to start off by making announcements. Glory to God. Amen. Beginning tomorrow night at the hour of 7:30 p.m., if the Lord's will, Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries will be in Prepare for the Harvest Revival. Starting tomorrow night at the hour of 7:30 p.m. all the way to Friday night, still at the hour of 7:30 p.m., climaxing on that Sunday at the hour of 4:30 p.m. with the Honorable Co-Pastor Kimberly Salem of Meadow, Georgia. Glory to God. We hope, amen, that if you're listening by phone or if you're listening by computer, that you will be able to join Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries, amen, where the pastor and founder is none other than Bishop Willie Jones, Jr., and I am the co-founder and co-pastor. Amen. Again, we bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. Now it's time, right before the word, we're going to listen to the song entitled Total Praise. Amen. I give you total praise. I lift my hands in total praise, and then we will be right back with the rich, powerful word of God. Stay tuned now. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We do apologize, amen, for the technical difficulties in the song, but we all know that it's bad weather outside and the radio waves, glory to God. Sometimes, amen, just don't want to act the way we would like for it to act, but however yet, we did, was able to hear an uplifting song saying, I lift my eyes, I lift my hands in total praise. And how many know in order to lift your hands in total praise, you must be concentrated. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's too much going before God unconsecrated. Glory to God. And like never before, we got to know when we are consecrated and we got to know when we're not consecrated. Many times we be knowing, but because, amen, glory to God, we want to do a thing, we continue to do it. But tonight, we're going to learn from the rich word of God coming from the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter, and we're going to begin only at the 21st verse. And in this passage of scripture, Exodus, the 30th chapter, and the 21st verse, we want to start first by saying we know that this is one of the law books, and we no longer live by the law. We live by grace. We know this. But how many know, glory to God, the Bible say he didn't come to do away with the law, but he come to fulfill it, meaning where the law had no grace when you done a thing, in this dispensation, what we live in, there's much grace. That's why you don't see too many people when they go before God unconsecrated, amen, dying at the altar, because this dispensation that we are living in, it is full of grace. Glory to God. But back then, they didn't play. Before you ministered, you had to wash up. Amen. And that's what we got to start doing in the spiritual realm. It's too much of this. We know that the blood of Jesus washed away all of our sin. But the word of God also tells us, should we continue in sin, grace is going to abide, meaning grace don't stay where you continue to do a thing. Meaning, yes, Jesus died that we might have divine grace and favor. But if we continue on the journey that we own and don't turn and not godly sorry for our action with true repentance, then glory to God, amen, grace will take a flight. So here we learn how before the priest could go into ministering, we know now there's no more priest. We know that there's only one high priest, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But we do have the fivefold ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And what this lesson is going to teach us is we must be consecrated before the Lord. Because, see, time is running out. The Bible says, except God shorten the days, the very elect won't even be saved. So now we see here, glory to God, in Exodus, the 30th chapter and the 20th verse, the priest would have to put a basin outside of the courts of the house of the Lord. And before they went in to minister, they had to wash up. Amen. That meant they was purifying themselves for the work of God. Now, what does that mean to us today? Amen. Glory to God. Before we minister or do anything for the Lord, we must be purified in our heart, knowing that we done repented for things that we know did not please God in the run of the day. Before we go to minister, wash before you minister. You know, glory to God, like never before, I don't mind being chastised by the Lord. Because if it's going to keep me out of hell, do what you got to do. Amen. Glory to God. So the Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And when the word of God comes, it cuts. It even hits you to the bone. And all of us that know, amen, that ever been cut by a knife, when that thing hit that bone, my God, it seems like, amen, you just ain't going to be able to take it. But however yet, somehow it healed. So tonight, amen, if it cuts you, just straighten up. Amen, because it's too much ministering before the Lord without washing, not consecrated. Just up, know you done did things that you ain't had no business, but yet you up before the Lord. Now, I want to teach you about ministry. Ministry just don't mean a pulpit preacher. Many people don't be in the pulpit preaching. If you're a secretary, you're a minister. Amen. If you're a deacon, if you, glory to God, are usher, any departments in the church, if you're in the choir, if you're a worship leader, all of this is ministry in different forms, but it's still ministry. But as you look down the line, we got choir members, don't want to be consecrated, but yet they want to sing, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Amen, glory to God, but you know you done partied all night, told lies all day long, but yet you want to make the hairs of everybody hair on their head stand up when you sing and know you hadn't consecrated yourself. Repent of your wrongdoing before you in the choir. Glory to God. We got people in the choir cannot refrain from homosexuality and lesbianism, but yet you got the gift without repentance, so you go up and before the Lord and you do ministry. How many know, like never before, I'm giving examples now, we got preachers in the pulpit, know you got a lust demon on the inside, know you done laid up with Martha, amen, all week long, but then you want to get up before God's people and bring forth the word. The devil is a liar. Wash before your minister. Glory to God. Amen. Because like never before, amen, praise the Lord, we need healing in the church. We need deliverance in the church. We need miracles in the church. We need signs and wonders in the church. But if there's no consecrated people before the Lord, we're not going to be able to see these things. God has not done away with miracles, signs and wonders and healing. The only reason why you don't see it as much is there are too many unconsecrated people in the house of God ushering before the Lord. But the word of God said that God warned Aaron and his sons, wash before you minister. Because if you don't wash before you minister, you might die at the altar. Now, Aaron, he listened to the Lord. But his sons, according to Leviticus, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse, that's Leviticus, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse, they didn't pay God no attention. And they began to offer up unholy sacrifices before the Lord, didn't wash or nothing, and God killed them at the doorposts of the altar. The only thing protecting us now is God's grace and his favor. Because back then, if you live in the ancient time, in the law days, it was against the law to go in without consecrating yourself, and you died then. But we thank and praise God for grace and mercy. Amen. But then the Lord already done forewarned us. Don't continue in it. Amen. Glory to God, thinking that he's going to always have mercy. There are so many people dying out fast that's in ministry because they unconsecrated. And the word of God said if you add from the book, meaning put something in there you know that ain't supposed to be in there, like getting up preaching and know you a lesbian, getting up preaching knowing you a homosexual, you add to the book. And he said, when you do these things, he said, I will add to the plagues of the book to your life. Because you didn't pay me no attention. You was like Aaron's son. You ministered anyhow, knowing I didn't agree with a thing. See, let me tell you something, people. God sits high, but he looks down low. And he sees everything that we do. God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel the 8th chapter, starting at the 8th verse, he told Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, now I'm going to take you to the courts of my house. And this is what I want you to do. This is Ezekiel, the 8th chapter and the 8th verse. He said, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to dig in the wall. And Ezekiel said, as he began to dig, glory to God, he began to look inside of the courts of the Lord's house. And when he looked, he saw all kind of foul and creepy and vile things in the house of God. He even saw the priest defiled, glory to God. And let's wonder why Ezekiel had to dig. You know why he had to dig? Because there's too many hidden secrets in the house of God. But let me tell you one thing. It may be hidden from man, but it is no wise hidden from God. He's seeing every crack. He's seeing every corner. He knows when we justified, and he knows when we're not justified. But we done got so proud and stout-hearted until we will go before the Lord, knowing all the time that we're not where we ought to be, but yet we got a ministry. Well, if you love your ministry, you will consecrate yourself and do that which is right. But we got the stain now. The blood of Jesus done washed away all my sins, and that is true. But he also told you now, he washed it away, but don't you go back and pick it up and continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. Consecrate yourself in the house of God. It is not about showing your penmanship and how good you can preach, because let me tell you something. If God don't get the glory, our preaching is in vain. If God don't get the glory, our singing, our secretarial work, our deacon work, our usher bowl work, all of that is in vain if we're not willing to consecrate ourselves and refrain from the things that God tells us not to do. Wash before you minister. And the word of God says that these priests had to do it daily. The Bible said daily, be renewed in your mind. You don't know what you done in the run of the day. You might not have had a bad attitude and know you got to preach on that night. But you best to get it straight before you hit the pulpit. The devil is a liar. God said, I send warning before destruction. But many times we don't believe God. We'll say a thing, you know, well, you know, God know we human. Yes, that's true. He said in Psalms 103 and 14, I know your frame, and I remember that you are dust. But still, when you say that you got God abiding on the inside, and you're supposed to be men and women and children of God, there are just certain things that we shouldn't be caught up in. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. And like never before, the word of God don't need to be suppressed. It needs to be told. It's too much selling the word instead of telling the word. If we can get $100 off it, we'll sell it, but we won't tell it. We'll sell it, amen, all day long, ministries every way. That's, you know, all right. Amen. In its perspective place, if you, you know, want to sow a seed and help in ministry. But all of this selling the word and ain't teaching the word, God has got his face against it. Glory to God. Wash before you minister. Don't let nobody fool you. You're not going to keep on going before the throne of grace unholy, unworthy. Amen. We know we don't give bulls and animals and calves and all this kind of stuff no more like the priest did. But I heard the word of God said, present your body a living sacrifice, and that which is acceptable unto the Lord. Everything isn't acceptable to the Lord. I'm reminded of Cain and Abel. Both of them had an offering, but God did not accept Cain's offering. It wasn't acceptable. Glory to God. But he accepted Abel's because it was acceptable. And Cain got upset and killed Abel. You ain't going to offer up in and everything to God and expect for him to say, I open my arms, here I am. The devil is a liar. Let me tell you something. God don't need the devil promoting his church. He know how to do that all by himself. Quit putting people up in the house of God that you know that is not living a righteous life. But yet, you got them up over the people. Knowing their lifestyle. Let me tell you something. One thing about God, when God called a shepherd to a house, he give him or her discernment. The Bible done told us to watch the fruit. If the wrong fruit is coming off their tree, do not put them up over the congregation, no matter how tired you think you is. You need to be up, amen, giving God the glory. You need to be giving God the praise because, see, God wants consecration. It's time out for just going to church, people, Sunday after Sunday, amen, and don't see no move of God. All is a bunch of flesh before the Lord. But we got to be strong enough to tell that individual, as for me in my house, we're going to do it the way the Lord said do it. If you cannot line upon line and precept upon precept, you can't get up over the congregation. Oh, yes, they're going to get mad with you. They're going to walk off. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. But long as you stand for what the words say, when God done away with Aaron's son, he told Aaron, don't you cry, and do not in no wise make no mourning for your sons because they deserved it. He said, you can do it if you want, but you're going to die just like them. And you know what Aaron did? Aaron obeyed God. So when people walk off from the church, oh, well and good. As for me and my house, we're going to do it the way the Lord said do it. If you don't want to come under suggestion, you're not coming into the house of the Lord and pollute the house of God. The devil is a liar. See, like never before, the devil want to, glory to God, he wants to shut the vessels of God's mouth because he know that's where God speak from. But God want his vessels to be strong enough to be able to say what he want them to say. But there are many people, I'm this, I'm that. But yet they're not lifting up holy hands and they're not got a stabbing in the house of God. They're letting the flock do anything. As long as you come to church, you can be a praise leader. You can be a secretary. You can be anything you want in the house of God. As long as you come to church and pay your tithes and your offering. Let me tell you something. The building might be prospering and your pocketbook might be prospering, but God ain't getting the glory. When I took an oath for ministry, I was never a money-grubbing preacher. And I told the Lord these words here. I'm serving you from the heart. People ask me all the time, and they call me in to minister. They say, well, how much do you charge? And I politely tell them, there is no charge for the word of God. God's word is priceless. How can you charge for the word? But if you want to bless my ministry, it's up to you. But as for me putting a price on God's word, I'll never do it. If I never ride in a Bentley, a Mercedes-Benz, and all of them finer things, it's all right. If I never live in a townhouse or a condo, it's all right. Because I want to be sure that I'm doing right by God. All of these fancy things, living it up, and then when you get the people money, they think they got you bound. You can't tell them the truth because they're paying you. If you tell them the truth, they're going to, well, go ahead and click it. See, we better learn. Because, see, Jesus, he didn't have nobody to sow nothing. He rode on a donkey. And the way we got it easy, just push one button and we can minister to thousands of people, he had to ride miles on a slow donkey. He didn't have no finer shoes and no designer robes like we have today. All he had was a little robe and a sandal. That's it. So it's not about the designer and the fancy thing. It's about getting that word out. It's about being effective. Leaders lead by example. You know what? I'm not going to even bore you. I'm not long-winded. I just want to tell you what the Spirit told me to tell you. Say, wash before you minister. If you want to see signs, if you want to see wonders, if you want to see miracles happen, start washing. Washing. Consecrate yourself. Meaning quit watching TV all day long. Take an hour or two with the Lord. Sit down and get a revelation word. There's too much information and not enough revelation. I know, amen, I carry the title of doctor, and all that is a skilled teacher, meaning I'm skilled to teach, but it doesn't mean nothing extraordinary. It doesn't mean I done mastered nothing, because how many know you can't master that Bible? Because you'll think you got one thing down pat and go right back over, and you're going to listen to the same thing over again in a different version. So you never mastered anything. And I know when you say the word doctor, they think of you as a theologian. But I got sense enough to know that it is not theology that breaks any yokes. It's the anointing that destroys every yoke. See, I'm not a person of information. I'm a person of revelation. It's out with the information, in with the revelation, because like never before, God needs to reveal. Let me tell you something. When you can look at a tree shade and getting a revelation, you know that's coming from God. Amen. Glory to God. I was outside and I was watching, amen, the trees begin to shed and getting ready for new growth. And God said that's how my people got to be. They got to shed off their old and get ready for the new growth. The reason why the new growth is not coming, because we are not ready to shed off the old things. How can you get a new birth and you're not ready to let the old stuff go? The devil is a liar. And then I went on out and I watched my roses. And I watched Bishop Jones as he began to cut the roses back. And every time he cut the roses back, the roses the next year get bigger and bigger and bigger. Let me tell you something. The revelation knowledge in that is the more you cut back, the bigger your ministry going to get. Glory to God. The more you refrain from, amen, the more you shed off, the bigger your ministry going to get. But we got to be willing to shed off the old, getting ready for the new. Wash before you minister. And the only thing you can say after a word like this is let the church say amen. Glory to God. I'm finished. Amen. Teaching the rich word of God. Amen. Again, I'd like to announce that starting tomorrow night, if the Lord's will, at the hour of 7:30 p.m., Gospel Explosion on 431 Old Sardis Road is having a prepare for the harvest revival. Amen, glory to God, all the way to Friday night, same hour at 7:30. Climaxing on that Sunday at the hour of 4:30 p.m. with none other than the Honorable Kimberly Salem of Metal, Georgia, Refiner Fire Ministries, under the direction of Pastor DeWanna Hughes. Come, glory to God, worship with Gospel Explosion. See, it's all about, amen, helping each other. Amen, glory to God. I learn from you, you learn from me. So we invite you, you and you. Tell somebody. A revival is in progress, and we hope that you're able to come to the country and fellowship with Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the direction of Bishop Willie Jones, Jr., 431 Old Sardis Road in the city of Sardis, Georgia. Now, all of you can do tonight after a word such as this is let the church say amen. God bless you now, and I love you.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church.
Let the church.
Say. To what His word
say,
says,
say,
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
let the church
say,
amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen,
to whatever He said,
amen,
from the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead.
Amen.
How your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your Red Sea,
amen,
continue to say,
amen,
cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard Him, so let the church say, the church
said,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let the church
say, oh,
let
the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say, to die,
amen,
knowing that God is not a man,
amen,
He just can't lie,
amen,
in spite of what,
amen,
what the devil does.
Let the church
say,
amen.
Amen.
I was so cold there in the shadow. I never felt your light on my face until I confessed and repented. Realize I'm living by your grace. You are the one with all the glory. Yes, you are. And now I'm praying for love and strength. I will forever praise your name. You saved my life and never down.
but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
Amen. God bless you. Again, we tune in out. And we thank God for you tuning in to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministry. May God forever keep you and bless you. God bless you now.
Turning around.
Turning around.
Around
for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Turning around.